and move right into the College of Southern Nevada Foundation. Chief of Staff Nick Wojcicki, will you please take roll?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascotta.
Here.
Regent Boylan.
Here.
Regent Brager. Here. Regent Brown. Here. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs. Regent Here. Goodman.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you. We'll now move into public comment. For those who'd like to call in and offer public comment, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 928-4944-5069 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. I do see public comment here at UNLV, and I would just ask just to ensure that this public comment is specifically for the foundation. Please come forward. Thank you.
Kent Urban, ERVI, and ditto my previous general comments, although I'm reminded by constituents that some institutions may be providing state-supported personnel to assist their foundations, and I haven't been including those funds in my percentages. That's all the more reason, instead of having individual regents do calculations, to have the system office or your own auditor provide a uniform report for you. From GBC's financial statement, I estimate that 13% of the FY 2023 expenditures were for administration and fundraising. That's among the more efficient foundations. Nearly 500,000 was transferred to GBC for program support, but I did not find an itemization in, I was supposed to be doing CSN, right? So I'll give the other percentages. 24% were for administration and fundraising. That's about in the middle of the pack, sorry. Nearly 1 million was transferred to CSN programs for programs which are listed in the annual report. Thank you. Sorry for the confusion.
It's okay. SCS, is there any comment, public comments?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. I will now turn this over to President Zaragoza.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Federico Zaragoza, President of the College of Southern Nevada. And I'm also very appreciative of the CSN Foundation for their essential work in support of CSN and our students. The work of the foundation is directly aligned and essential to our ability to meet CSN goals. As an example, this year, under the leadership of our executive director, Danita Simmons, and our foundation chair, Patrick Howard, the foundation awarded over $100,000 for student emergency grants. These awards help 210 students with emergency financial assistance that will allow them to stay enrolled at CSN. So without further ado, I will defer to Mr. Coward for the presentation at CSN.
Thank you, President Zaragoza. We'll now move on to agenda item number two, the annual report, and we'll hear from the chairman of the CSN Foundation.
There we go. How's that? Good morning. My name is Pat Coward. I'm the chairman of the College of Southern Nevada Foundation. I want to thank you, the NC Board of Regents and Interim Chancellor, for the opportunity to present the highlights of our annual report. Before I begin, I just want to say it's been a privilege and an honor to be a part of the CSN Foundation. We're doing some great things to support students in education and to help improve individual lives, and that's important. You should all have a copy of the College of Southern Nevada annual report. Last year, we stood before you and said that we were in a transition year. That has shifted, and this year we're in more of a transformational mode, and I'll explain some of that here in just a few minutes as we go through. I'm going to give you some highlights of where we are. First of all, we are continuing to build the infrastructure of the foundation to further advance the philanthropic goals and mission of our foundation. We've got some new board members. We've added and grown. Two new board of trustees with a passion for CSN and for our local community, and with expertise to help us increase our capacity for effective fundraising. Those two are Anosha Jackson with NV Energy, as well as Brian Clevin with Dignity Health St. Rose Hospital. Additionally, our foundation has grown on the team. We have added a new manager of donor and alumni relations, joined the foundation in January of 2023. Our hopes and thoughts are this position will help us improve and grow our alumni participation. We also have plans to expand the team a little bit further. The CSN Foundation office is adding another position, a new coordinator executive assistant position funded by the foundation, and we hope to have that filled by the end of the fiscal year. I mentioned a transformational year. Part of our transformational work that we're doing right now is we are in the process of rebuilding or building our strategic planning process. CSN Foundation is working on the 3 to 5 year strategic plan with an estimated completion of May or June of this year. We're excited about this plan. We know it's going to help us grow in the future and take us and keep us focused on what we need to do as a foundation. And it's very important to us, and the whole foundation is involved in this effort. Scholarships. Due to an anonymous donation in 2021, in honor of CSN's 50th anniversary, we're able to award a record number of scholarships. We awarded 649 scholarships for the year 2022-2023. The average scholarship was about $2,500 per scholarship. This was a 106% increase in awards indicated in the annual report. We also developed 18 new scholarships during this period of time. And in addition, the CSN Foundation Outstanding Student Scholarship Awards awarded $20,000, $21,000 scholarships to students. And these scholarships are transferable. They're not just for CSN. We also had 310 students receive student emergency funds. It's difficult times, and there are needs that our students have. The average was $380 per student. This is a huge impact. CSN Foundation Spirit of CSN Grant Awards in 2023, we awarded $32,015, five different scholarship or different grants. The Spirit of CSN Awards recognizes excellence in educational opportunities and programs in and out of the classroom. Annual grants up to $10,000 are awarded based on proposals reviewed by committee representing CSN faculty, staff, and students. The purpose of this grant award is to support CSN's commitment to students first. One of those grants were the Cody to Coyotes locker. This is access to free school supplies. The second one was period equity. Access to free menstrual hygiene products. The third was Sankofa English 101 and 102 initiative, free books and supplies. The Great Textbook Voucher, free, easy, and access to textbooks. Walking on eggshells but getting prepared for it. This is delivering new teacher strategies to decrease student nurses' anxiety when working with psychiatric patients. So on behalf of the CSN Foundation, we want to thank you for your support and your guidance. We all strive to represent equality in life through education. The foundation is committed to support these needs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. We appreciate that report. Are there any questions for the chair? Seeing no questions, is there a motion to approve the annual report from the CSN Foundation?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sound like there was a motion to approve the annual report from CSN Foundation by Regent McMichael, seconded by Regent Downs. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving this annual report, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Those who oppose, signify by saying no or nay. The annual report has been approved. We'll move on to agenda item number three. Thank you very much, Chair. We appreciate your time. We'll move on to agenda item number three. Are there any questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number four, consent items. Is there a motion to approve consent items 4A through 4C?
Motion to approve. Second. 4A through 4C.
There's a motion to approve the consent items 4A through 4C by Regent Breger, seconded by Regent McMichael. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the consent items, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, aye, please signify by saying no or nay. Consent items 4A through 4C have been approved. Is there any new business? Seeing no new business, we'll move on to public comments. Is there any public comments at GBC?
No public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any? I don't see any public comment here at UNOV, SCS.
Any I do have comment? One caller in the queue. A caller with number ending in 9098. You can press *6 to unmute. Again, this is for public comment for the College of Southern Nevada Foundation and not the full board meeting.
Hello there. Hi, I'm Gerardo Aguilar, the student senator for the College of Southern Nevada. I wanted to comment on our travel to the first generation college student day that we were sent to the White House by the College of Southern Nevada. We had quite a wonderful time there and an incredible opportunity to be welcomed by the assistant and senior advisor to the president and director of Office of Public Engagement, Steve Benjamin, who then settled up with a beautiful keynote remarks by Undersecretary James Cabal, who was the part of the Department of Education. And while we were sitting there, we were welcomed greatly by the rest of the two panels that were there to speak with us, to give us the updates on the opportunities that are invaluable and that the different internships that are offered at the White House, and just the experience from being able to go there because of College of Southern Nevada and all the wonderful things that were given to us, the chance to be able to go to the White House and be exposed to something like this as a first-generation student is unheard of. I also want to thank two individuals that were with us. Was Dr. Alvarado, that is part of North Las Vegas campus, and also Dr. Clarissa Cota, who was there to advocate while we were at the HACU conference in Chicago, which then gave us the opportunity to meet one of the White House representatives that gave us the opportunity to go to this generation college student day. When we were at the White House gathering, we were able to hear from Vivian Anguiano, Roxanne Garza, Wesley Whistle, and also for our second panel, which was promoting education opportunity for us, was Melody Gonzalez, who director for the White House Institute of Advancing Educational Equity, Excellence, and Economic Opportunity for Hispanics. Now, this is such an impactful thing for us, especially as College of Southern Nevada students, because we are a conservative community college. This was an opportunity to show us the interest in genuine care for us.
Sir, I want to appreciate, I appreciate the public comment that you're providing for us. Unfortunately, we've extended the two-minute time allotment.
Thank you very much.
SES, is there any further public comment?
There's no other comment at this time.
Thank you. And with that, we'll adjourn the College of Southern Nevada Foundation.